This past week was a very important week, for in it was a very special day, Election Day. Election Day was an opportunity to be able to express our concerns and appoint leaders who truly represent us. Appropriately so, for this week's Parsha also discusses a leader, Avraham Avinu. He's called our father. One must wonder, what makes Avraham so special, so unique, that he deserves this title of Avinu, being our father, our daddy? I'd like to share with you a medrash found in Rashi discussing the greatness of Avraham and that of his brother. The Medrash tells us that Haran, Avram's brother, died a tragic death. Shekibel Terach al Avram beno, with name Nimrod. That we find that after Avram smashed his father's idols, he was sent in front of the king, King Nimrod. And what did Nimrod do to this little boy, to Avram? V'shlicho l'kivshan ha'esh. He was thrown into a fiery furnace, surely to die. And Avram was not the only child present. Avram's brother Haran was watching everything unfold before his eyes. V'Haran yoshev omer belibo, and Haran looked, and he thought to himself, I don't know what to do. Im Avram noitzach ani mishlo. I'm going to wait and see what happens. If Avram is victorious, somehow survives the tremendous fires of the Kivshan Ha'esh, I will join him. V'im Nimrod Noitzach, ani mishlo. But if nature gets the best of my brother, and my brother dies of tremendous burns all over his body, I'll join Nimrod. And as we know, Avram was saved. And they turned to Haran and asked, Mishel Miata, well, whose side are you on? So Haran, looking at his brother, who had somehow survived the fires of the Kivshan Ha'esh, Amar lahen Haran, Mishel Avramani, I am sticking by my brother. And because of that, Hishlichu Kivshan Ha'esh, he was cast into this fiery furnace. However, his fate was not the same. But Nisraf, and he burned and died. One could, based on this medrash, ask a couple of questions. Why is it that Haran, who did the same thing as his brother Avram, was cast in the same Kivshan Ha'esh, same fiery furnace? Why was it that Avram lived and at the same time Haran died? Furthermore, why is it that Avram is Avram Avinu? Why wasn't Haran chosen to be one of our Avos, fathers? After all, he jumped in the furnace just like his brother. You know, to answer this, I'd like to tell you that I am a big football fan. I root for the Miami Dolphins. And many think perhaps the reason why I became a fan is because I lived in Miami for 9 years. I went to yeshiva, to rabbinical school there. And perhaps people remember the days when they were a winning football team. Unfortunately, this year, they're not doing very well. But I was a fan, and I'm still a fan. Because a sports fan is someone who constantly sticks with his team through the thick and the thin, through the good times and the bad. This is why Avram, and only Avram, is our daddy, Avram Avinu, and not Haran. For a father, a parent, remains a father forever. It's a relationship that can never be severed. Avram made a true commitment to Hashem. Even when things were not looking good, he remained committed to his relationship with God, just like me to the Miami Dolphins. However, Haran, just like a fan of the winning team, jumped on the bandwagon only when things seemed to be going well. That's not a true commitment. That's not a real fan. He can't be considered a father. He's not our daddy. This is why we call children who reach the age of majority bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah. Although the relationship between a husband and a wife is more intense, nonetheless, such a relationship, unfortunately, as we see so readily in our days, can end simply with writing 12 lines on a piece of paper known as a get, a divorce document. However, when it comes to a bar and a bat, a son and a daughter, that's a relationship that will never end. Once you have a child, they remain your child forever, and you remain their parent, their daddy forever. This is the message we tell children who are b'nai mitzvah, that no matter what hardships occur throughout your life, you must always be a bar mitzvah. You must always be a bat mitzvah, an eternal, everlasting relationship. Perhaps because Avram was a person who was able to establish a relationship with people through the thick and thin, through the good times and the bad, maybe this is the reason Avram was such an incredible master in being able to motivate people to change. That Avram and Sarai were engaged in changing people's lives, and they were willing to do whatever was asked of them, even to leave, even to travel to another community, El Eretz Ashareka, to an unknown land. For a person who establishes and shows a tremendous relationship that is always there for you, they will be there for you as well. This week has election day. The Mishnah tells us in Perkei Avot, Havi Zehirin Bereshus, to be very aware of those types of rulers. She'ein makriven lo adam elotzarch atzman, for they befriend someone only for their own benefit. Nirin ko'avin b'shas hanasan, in omdin lo adam b'shas tachako. They act friendly when it benefits them, but they do not stand by someone in his time of need. This is not the message of Avram. People who are in politics and election day, they are not Avinu. They're not our daddy. In conclusion, we say that God is Avinu Malkeinu, not only our king, but God is our father. Our relationship with Hashem will never be severed. And therefore may we merit to strengthen all of our relationships, to remain committed and dedicated, like a true fan, like Avraham Avinu. Let's be comforted to know that Hashem is with us. No matter what we do, our relationships with Him stay strong forever. Shabbos.